Support for KPLU's Artscape comes from CareForce, a local company providing personal and live-in care for seniors and people with chronic illness. The CareForce mission is to help adults remain safely in the comfort of their own homes. CareForce, serving Greater Seattle since 1999. More information at careforce.com.
Unlike jeans or a bathing suit, the one part of an outfit most women don't dread putting on are shoes. In our latest installment of Artscape, we hear about an exhibit that is showcasing women's dress shoes, from the stiletto platform heels of today to the modest boots from 100 years ago. Not only is this fancy footwear great eye candy, it sheds light on what was happening in the world when the shoes were made. The exhibit is called Soul Obsession. KPLU's Jennifer Wing walks us through the details.
Christine Palmer, the curator of this exhibit, believes this is a universal truth.
Women of all cultures, sizes, ages, ethnicities love and relish wearing fancy shoes.
The unofficial spokeswoman who best captures the love women have for their shoes is the character Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City. In this scene, she laments the loss of a new pair of Manolo Blahniks that were stolen at a party where the guests were required to take off their shoes, a practice people here in the Northwest know all too well.
These were new Manolos. I hadn't even done a full lap around the party. And you know, I don't play favorites with my shoes, but these were very special.
The exhibit, called Soul Obsession, 100 Years of Women's Shoes from Kitten Heels to Power Pumps, was born from this sentiment. The shoes are all lit up like movie stars, ready for their close-ups, in Auburn, at the White River Valley Museum, a place you'd normally go to learn about early pioneer settlers. But for now, in one room here, there is a little slice of heaven for shoe lovers. The museum's director, Patricia Cosgrove, starts out a tour with the 1910s. These are black, brown, and white dainty boots with a modest flared or Louis heel.
Despite the fact that they look like they have kind of pointy toes or narrow ankles, I'm told that they are extremely comfortable, and they come from the time when shoes were made by a cobbler out of beautiful organic materials.
Women would have worn boots like these for a night out on the town, maybe to see the opening of the Ziegfeld Follies. Perhaps Jeanette Rankin wore a pair when she reported for work as the first woman elected to Congress in 1916. Between the 1910s and 1920s, the cultural changes in America were swift, and they were reflected in the footwear.
In the 20s, women could go out with men outside the home, go on a date. You could go out and drink. You could smoke. You could swear. And so they invented the T-strap, and most of these shoes are made for dancing.
Shoes from this era reveal more of a woman's foot and ankle and come in colors like peach satin and shimmery gold. They look a lot like the shoes professional ballroom dancers wear today. Almost all of what you see here comes from the vintage shoe collections of the Seattle Goodwill and Seattle's Children's Hospital. Curator Christine Palmer says the way to tell if the old shoes in your closet are worth anything is to check out the online vintage collections at places like the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
The museum will not display prices, but it gives you a clue for visual awareness of good design and construction. And then when you are shopping online or in a brick-and-mortar store for quality vintage shoes, then you have a trained eye.
Shoes you will have a difficult time finding are from the Great Depression. There aren't as many dress shoes from that era because women owned just a few pairs and wore them out. There are more examples of shoes from the 1940s. More prosperous times followed World War II. This is when the peep toe showed up, which museum director Patricia Cosgrove says is a good example of less is more.
Woohoo! And so suddenly, the sexy little front bit of your toes could show, which perhaps is more sexy than showing all of your toes.
In the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, plastics, polyesters, and other man-made materials come onto the scene, along with an explosion of color. Then in the 1990s and 2000s, it's as if all of the styles from the previous decades are mixed lovingly in one big pot. Everyone who comes through the exhibit is drawn to a particular pair. For Cosgrove, it's embroidered pumps from the 1960s that are white satin with black lace covering the entire shoe.
And they are a classic pump with kind of a 2-inch continental heel, kind of a stiletto, and they probably would make me really uncomfortable, but boy, would I feel sexy and powerful wearing those.
My eyes lock onto a newish pair of 8-inch white rhinestone Steve Madden platform heels that you might find in Lady Gaga's closet. A petite bride wore them the day she married her 6'6" husband.
Did she ever wear them after her wedding?
I think not. I'm thinking that with these high shoes, you're going to have to put them on, go down the elevator, get in the taxi, go to where you're going, get dropped off at the door, walk 10 steps to go where you're going, and sit down for dinner. You know, that's about it.
So what's in your closet? How many shoes do you have? And if the number's high, there's no need to feel any shoe shame. You're not alone. Statistics from the shoe industry show that 15% of American women own over 30 pairs of shoes, yet they only wear 4 of them regularly. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.
Do you have a favorite pair of shoes? We'd love to hear what makes them so special. Share your thoughts on our website, kplu.org.